Another exclusive live session with the Hype Magazine.
You need to stop what you're doing. Pay attention.
World famous
Hype Magazine. Going down right now.
Hey, what's good, everybody? This is Jerry. Welcome to another live session of the Hype Magazine. Today, we have a special guest by the name of Jessica Moultrie. She is a celebrity kid manager and a model herself. I don't know how you have the patience to deal with these kids the way that you do over at Adorable Talent. But welcome, and we appreciate you taking the time to talk to us today.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me.
All right. Awesome. So, model, talent manager, all about the kids. Used to have a show in France that followed you around as you were doing your thing. And it appears, according to the sizzle reel, you might have another show coming up. What is this, Adorable Talent? What is that?
Oh, yes. I can't talk too much about it. But, yes, it's in the works to bring it here to the U.S.
Okay, so you were doing it, that was the name of the show, overseas in France, and now you're looking to bring it here to the States. I saw the sizzle reel, I didn't know I couldn't talk about it, but that's okay. It's all right.
No, I'm saying, I know you've seen it, it's fine, I just can't give too many details about it yet, but yes, working on bringing that to the U.S. Mm-hmm.
All right, she can't say nothing, but I can tell you this, it's Dance Moms on steroids. Women with egos the size of men's egos. I'll just put it that way. We'll leave it at that. But it looks like it's going to be fun. Talk to me about the agency. Let's talk about Adorable Talent. First of all, let's go back. Let's talk about Jessica Moultrie. From the outside looking in, you know, tell us who you are and what it is that you do, why you're in the entertainment industry.
From the outside looking in, tell you who I am?
Yeah.
Okay. I consider myself an entrepreneur or a ladypreneur, as I would say, because, you know, everything I do surrounds obviously the entertainment field, but being a model actress myself and then also having a company where I place talent in TV commercials, film, and print work, I guess I would label myself as a talent expert because I know what it takes to be on both sides of the camera.
That makes sense. Okay. And it's a lot. Do you have more fun? Which side of the camera do you have the most fun on?
I guess it depends. Like, I definitely enjoy commercial shoots, but then I definitely love being, you know, in front of the camera for print work and model shoots. But I don't know. And then I do love capturing beautiful photos of kids and working them and teaching them how to model and pose and the laughs we share. And it's just, kids are so cute. They're so innocent and they're so free spoken. And so I just really, I enjoy all, but I think I enjoy working with the kids more just because that fulfills me in my passion. Hello?
What? I put myself on mute so that we could just concentrate on your voice. And so I was saying your passion is to be surrounded by children.
I love kids in general.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
I think by starting a company with what I knew from experience myself mm-hmm. allowed me to mm-hmm. be able to, you know, work with kids, which I love kids.
Okay, well, as simple to say as that. I wasn't trying to be messy or start no drama. I was just like, kids. I'm a father of six. I don't like none of them.
No, I know. I hear it all the time. People are like, how do you love working with other people's kids? Like, I don't love other people's kids. I love my kids. I don't love other people's kids. Mm-hmm. Like, this is things I hear from other people. And I'm like, mm-hmm. I don't know. I don't know why. I just, you know, it's just something that's there. And kids get along with me very well. They open up to me. Parents tell me all the time, like, even if it's a child that's shy or used to crying around other mm-hmm. people, they take mm-hmm. to me well.
You are, okay, a blessing. You are a blessing. Let me talk about what's going on. You said you're getting ready to go on tour, I think. And so we were crushing to get this conversation going.
Right.
You're going on tour to do your own thing, or you're taking some kids out? What's going on with that?
Oh, I am going on tour to scout for talent, scouting for the best talent in 11 different cities so I can manage them. Yes, because, you know, a lot of people don't have the opportunity to come to New York, to come to LA, to come to Atlanta, to come to Miami, to be able to. There's a lot of talent out there. So, you know, why not bring it to them?
Okay. So you do the American Idol kind of thing and just travel from city to city and holding casting calls or tryouts. I mean, how do you guys phrase it? Is it tryouts? Is it?
We phrase the casting calls or auditions.
Okay. So they're auditioning to fill slots on your roster.
Exactly. So that I can submit to my clients.
About how many clients are on your roster at any given time, an average?
About 100 to 150. You gotta keep, kids are all different sizes and, you know, there's all different shades and ethnicities. So you gotta keep a variety of talent on your talent board for clients' requests. Mm. Mm-hmm.
That's true. Now, every parent, some parents are really realistic, but every parent, as a general rule, feels like their kid is like the brightest, cutest, most talented. You know, how do you walk them through the process and in the end say they're not ready for me yet?
It depends on what they want to get into. So if their child wants to be a model, then we look for mostly the look. If they have a unique look, or if they have a look that my clients would go for. Or if it's acting, like commercial TV, film, then they would have to be, you know, there would be a variety of different looks you would look for, and plus personality. So if you don't have personality, or if the child is very shy, then they would need like workshops or, to attend workshops or work one-on-one with coaches to try and bring their allow them to open up. But if that doesn't happen, but they have a look, then I recommend modeling. So, but if they have a look plus they've got personality, then I recommend commercial. I recommend modeling and acting. Sorry, excuse me.
Okay, so modeling and acting, but they have to be a special kind of person or personality, should I say, in order to cover both arenas. Some can master one and not the other.
With modeling, we don't look for so much personality. It's more like it's more about the look. With acting, we look for personality and look.
Personality and look.
Yes.
Okay. So are you're dealing with them for print, runway, as far as the modeling is concerned? Because I've done my husbandly duty and sat back and watched America's Top Model, and I've heard about the personality in the picture and show yourself and this, that, and the other.
Right.
It works differently for kids?
No, and it's pretty similar, you know, showing your personality, capturing yourself, like being able to capture beautiful photos and for print. It's very, you know, it's pretty much the same. You know, it's definitely a very competitive business. There's a lot of parents out there that want their kids in this industry, so there's a high level of competition. There's always talent coming through, so there's definitely no shortage of talent. But, you know, this industry is very competitive, and to stay on top, you have to have the right look, you have to have the right personalities, you have to know, continuously have, you know, just know what's going on in the industry and what clients are looking for, so that I can tap into knowing that, I'll be able to scout for the right talent that I can book for my clients.
Okay. Now, how many staff members do you have to help you? Because this is a big, big undertaking.
Actually, it's me and two other people. So
that manage 100 people. Oh my God. Three people so for the managing.
Longest time, it was just, for the longest time, it was just me because I'm like a control freak. So it's like I want to do everything, have my hands on everything. But I had to learn to open up when the company started growing, brands started growing, and then even me still having my career as well. I had to open up and be like, listen, I have to let other people in to help me so that the brand can continue to grow.
Right. It becomes turnkey after a while, and you become the brand, the face of the brand, as opposed to the person in the trenches day
yep.
in and day out. The evolution
yep.
is real. Were you prepared? What do you think was like the biggest, oh, dang, I outgrew myself and I need help. When was that? Do you remember?
That was a couple. Okay, so I noticed that probably about maybe between 2 to 3 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
But I still had to mature myself with the idea to learn let go. So I probably still went way beyond the time with just doing it myself than I was supposed to. So it took me a while to be like, listen, you know, you need to let some other people in to help you. So I love being so hands-on and like knowing every, you know, just if that's just me. But, you know, I also know that by having a teamwork, it also makes things less harder and you can be more productive.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I guess you might have, you know, those trust issues kind of, considering that you came into the industry as young as you did, what, 18, started booking like the big jobs, Hanes, Donna Karan, Rockaware, Champion Sports, you know, those kind of lines. And there was somebody directing you here and there, and maybe there were some missteps and things didn't go as you wanted to. And you said, you know, if I really want to do this right, I need to know every aspect of the business myself. And once you mastered it, then you were able to trust that you could see what somebody else was doing wrong and correct it for your business.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that would be it.
Right. I think, I guess that you actually summed it up pretty well. By being in the industry myself allows me to cut through a lot of things and just see, really, really see, mm-hmm. like, that child is going to book, that child's going to book. Like, really just, or say, that child is not going to book, you know, just because
mm-hmm.
being in all the different areas myself and knowing what the clients look for, and it's just, and it also switches up sometimes. It's like one season they can be totally on a different look, and then another season they can be on all ethnic kids. Like, it's just like the seasons kind of switch up, and they, you know, what they look for varies. But I think
mm-hmm.
I definitely think that because it's definitely given me an edge in this, on this side of the industry, by working as a model myself, to be able to know and be able to help the kids too. Because even if they're shy, it doesn't mean that they're just shy, you know, just shy in general. Sometimes it's just because they're only used to being around family. So if you can put them around a different environment, and then you may see a totally different personality, because I've seen that too, you know?
Right.
So really it's just, being a developer myself has definitely opened a lot of doors to see and allow me to cut a lot of corners to be successful as a.
Okay. Well, I'm happy that you're out there, because some of these kids do need some help.
Thank you.
and on top of that, you're multiracial, so you're able to flow in between. I mean, but did you get some drama from the more, how do I want to call it? Do I say ethnocentric brands? You know, that, oh, you're too light for this and you're too dark for that. I mean, let's talk about that pain and that real experience.
Are you
on the line?
Are you talking about me personally, or my, or are you talking
about
kids?
Yeah, I'm talking about you and your profession. Yeah, as a profession, you. I mean, what was the biggest challenge, and how did you, I mean, you have to have a thick skin to do what you do.
Right.
Because everybody's not going to like you. Everybody's not going to want to book you or whatever. But as a multiracial person in the industry. I would call you black, but you're obviously mixed. You're really light skin, or fair skin, as however they want to call it. I'm not politically correct. I'm an old army dude, so I'm just going to call it like it is, all right?
Okay.
And moving between, did you, besides the challenge of just being in the industry itself, was there a difficulty because of skin tone? Maybe the more ethnic brands saying, oh, you're not black enough. You know, people don't believe that happens, but it like really happens.
Yes, that has happened to me a few times where I've been in auditions and I was told I wasn't dark enough. Yes. Or I needed to look more ethnic or something.
Uh-huh.
You know, I have had that a few times. And yes, those comments allow, you know, for me, I would go in and knowing it's not personal because they already know what they're looking for before they even meet me.
Uh-huh.
So they already know what they're looking for before they even meet me. If I don't fit, it's not because it's personal and because it's about me, so I can't take it personal. I have to say that's business because they already had their mind made up of what they were looking for before I even walked through the door. So that allows me to have that mind. Huh?
No, you go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, so having that mindset allowed me to be able to carry myself with thick skin.
Mm-hmm. With thick skin, okay. Now, let's translate that to the dealing with the kids. I mean, I this industry, whether it's music, film, whatever, is rough. And how do we handle, because now I'm going to learn a lesson from you. How do you handle a child who's been hurt by rejection for something that they really can't fathom?
Honestly, I mean, the kids industry is different. The kids don't know that they don't book. I tell the parents to make it fun for them. So, like, if they go on audition, to take them to get a treat after. So they kind of associate that with either way they won, you know. So they don't really know, unless they're probably, once they reach the ages of 10 and up, it's like they go on audition and they don't hear anything, and they're you know, they'll ask, oh, did you hear anything? And it's more about the parents. They get more upset than anything because they know what's going on, as opposed to like the little ones. The little ones don't know what's going on if they're being taken somewhere on an audition, and they go in, they take a picture, and then they leave, or they go in and read a commercial and they leave. It's something that they don't really look too, they can't really look too deep into it. And we're not saying, okay, you're this, so you're not, you can't be selected. If anything, it's the parents that get upset because the parents understand and know, you know?
I saw in the scene that you had to pull together a manager meeting and kind of coach them. For us as parents who are looking to have our children in the industry, what's the best advice you could give us in dealing with the situation?
Just when you're looking to get your kids in the industry, just looking for a company that fits you. Whether it be, like, I know some companies, they specialize in certain things. So you just knowing what that company specializes in, and then looking up, you know, their credentials on social media to see, you know, what if they, you know, what they book kids on, what they work with, and who they work with. Just knowing who you're getting involved with, basically, you know, because every company has like social media nowadays where we'll post the bookings of the kids and working with the kids. And or knowing whether you want a manager or agent, because agencies pretty much just focus on bookings, but managers focus on like development and bookings. So that's another thing. And having the proper tools to get into the industry, like a good headshot, a good portfolio, a resume, even if there's nothing on it, but just having like the child's name, weight, height, just all the stats on the, you know, to start a resume.
Mm-hmm.
So those things, just making sure you're prepared to get into the industry and ready to make the commitment that it takes to be in this industry. Because if you're calling, we're calling for auditions last minute, you know, it's not like ahead of time. Sometimes it's, most of the time it's last minute, day before, 2 days before, and just making sure you're committed to what our expectations are for the parents with getting their kids into this industry.
Okay. All right. And dealing with the parents sometimes is excruciating, I'm certain. How do you handle that and get them back on focus for the child and not pasting their dreams on the child, but focusing on the child's career? How do you keep the parent focused? What's your secret?
For me, I like to know that when the kids are getting involved, that it's something that they want to do. So I guess you could say I stop that at the front door, meaning like I have to know that this is something that the child wants to do and that's not the parent pushing it on them. And I do that by asking questions and seeing how the kids interact with us when we're doing their photo shoots or if they're going on auditions. We just, you know, you can tell when a child wants to get involved or when it's a parent forcing, and I don't deal with parents that have to force their kids to do it.
Okay. Makes sense to me because they're going to, you know, it's a waste of time for everybody.
Right.
So you said you're going out on a talent search. Where are you hitting and where can people find out more about your talent searches?
Okay, the cities that I have in mind to hit, we just had our Atlanta one this past weekend. It was amazing. The next few cities we're going to hit is Miami, L.A., New York, Chicago, Cincinnati, and a few other places out of the country that we're going to hit for talent. So the tour dates are going to be posted on the social medias. My social media for my brand is at Gorgeous Moultrie. It's GORGESSMOULTRIE. And the business page for Adorable Talent is at Adorable Talent, ADORABLETALENT.
Okay. Do you advertise in like the trades? I don't know how this works. You know, I really don't. I have no idea how to.
I just advertise my social media because I have a good following there. So a lot of people are on social media. So I just advertise my stuff through there and my website, which is adorabletalent.com. But everybody's on social media. Everybody's checking social media all the time. So it's the best free advertisement there.
That's right. So you're using mostly Instagram. I think you asked me about that earlier, whether we were going to. Okay. So you use mostly Instagram as opposed to Twitter and your social media. Because why that choice?
Why do I mostly use social media?
Instagram. Out of all.
I mean, I use all, like Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. I was just finding out where is best that you guys promote, but for me, a lot more people interact on Instagram, though.
Yeah, I could see that. I could see that for you guys. But I was on your Adorable Talent. That's why I asked, because of the dateline on some of the social media. I'm like, okay, well, where are you finding the most success? It's a question out of the digital evolution for this industry. You know, some people still are on Facebook.
Honestly, it is heavy. Instagram. Instagram is where I'm finding the most success.
Yeah, because it's all visual, and I can understand that. What's going on with you? You're for 2017. Are you taking any jobs? Are we going to see you on the screen? Any acting gigs? You're hitting the runways? Anything that you could tell us about Jessica?
I'm actually going to be getting back into my career more this year as well. I have a growing to help with Adorable Talents. It's going to allow me to go on auditions and stuff more and get back in the swing of things. I've had a couple of brands approach me about doing some jobs. I have a couple of TV projects approaching me about doing something as well. So I do things that are pending and just getting adorable talent, you know, team together, and then I can definitely dive back into my career a little bit more.
I got to tell you, I'm proud for you. You know what I mean?
Thank you very much.
It is difficult to be in business. It's even more difficult to be in the entertainment business, no matter what side you're on.
Mm-hmm.
It's much worse to be in the entertainment industry and be a woman. Especially nowadays. I'm sorry. A beautiful woman, somehow they forget that you guys have brains as well.
And
you have business acumen and drive and goals. And so, you know, I'm a father of six. Like I said, I've got three girls. And I want to commend you for your intestinal fortitude to take it from, you know, in front of the camera to behind the camera and developing an avenue to make a way for others or help them make a way for themselves. Because in the end, you're at 100 children on your roster, you have to be one of the biggest employers outside of, like, I don't know, Tommy Hilfiger or something like that, as far as putting independent contractors out. You know, it's kind of like a Kelly temporary agency or something like that. You're booking and handling jobs and putting the right person or sending the right, what you feel is the right person to the right job, and hopefully they click with the employer. But I mean, it's big when Obama was talking about the jobs that we're creating in his administration, and we're talking about small businesses. You're like this poster child for a small business who's making employment opportunities for over 100 people at a time, and you're
mm-hmm.
getting ready to go out on another search. How do you feel about that as an accomplishment in itself?
I definitely love that side of it, because doing what I do allows me to feel like and know that I'm helping people. I'm helping, you know, parents bring an extra income into their household, or, you know, helping kids make money for their college fund, or just even day-to-day things. Some parents, you know, don't have the means to take care of their kids in a certain way. And then this allows them to make some extra money for themselves and to take care of their kids and do things for their kids. And
mm-hmm.
so knowing that aspect that I'm helping bring income into a household, it definitely fulfills me.
That's huge. You're also giving out life lessons. I mean, just giving them an experience. Like you said, to get them, if they've just been around family all the time, they may be sheltered and, you know, haven't had an opportunity to develop their own personalities and explore the things that they might be interested in. You're expanding their worlds as well. You're making some money, but you're getting some life experience that you'll take with you to the end of your days. And so that's pretty awesome.
Thank you so much.
I guess it's, I'm not trying to be condescending or funny in any shape, form, or fashion. I'm just, like, impressed and amazed that we get to highlight someone from behind the scenes. And because it takes a lot to know yourself very well. You have to be very self-aware and aware of the world. So, you know, that makes you a dangerous commodity in the industry. And I'm proud that you have been able to fight through the glass ceilings and the glass walls and all the other nonsense that we don't have to discuss because we know what it is.
Right.
And here we are with a magnificent company, adorable talent, with an amazing young woman who is business-minded and has a goal and manifesting. I mean, this is great. To be able to highlight you. And I want to thank you for your time. Is there anything that you wanted to cover that I may have neglected?
No, you actually touched upon everything. Thank you.
Oh, no, thank you. I tried to be prepared, but you know, this is a new platform. Y'all, you know this is a new platform for me. So if at the beginning of there's a tiny glitch, it's not her, it's me. Learning how to work this switchboard. I'm all on my own. I got no assistant, no engineer. But Ms. Jessica Moultrie has been the consummate professional, and she has borne with me throughout this experience. I hope it wasn't too excruciating for you. I really have enjoyed the opportunity to speak with you. Let's give out the social medias once again and the website just for anybody who think their kid is just cute enough to make it.
Okay, sure. My website is www.adorabletalent.com, and my two social medias are, if you want to see my brand plus my, you know, business brand mixed in one, that's my personal page. It's GORJESSMOULTRIE. And for the just the business page of the Kids Talent Management, it's at Adorable Talent, ADORABLETALENT.
That's dope. And she's getting ready to head out onto a multi-city and possibly an international talent search.
I said yes, 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 super excited about that.
Man, I don't know. Living in hotels, seeing all these kids and these attitudes and dealing with it. I would like to be the fly on the wall. Actually, we're gonna send you on assignment. We need blogs from your next tour that we can follow up with you and say, this is Jessica Moultrie and this is the amazing work that Adorable Talent Agency does. Just let's get
I would love to.
Oh, you got a home on the Hype magazine for that. Yes, we'll square that away with you offline. And let's make it happen. Because this will be an amazing thing for our audience to see. All right, once again, the Hype magazine live session.
Yes, everybody loves kids.
Not everybody. Let's just be honest. I'm just playing, Mom. I'm just playing. Everybody loves kids. Everybody loves kids. Jerry loves the kids. Okay. All right. The Hype Magazine live sessions with Jessica Moultrie, Adorable Talent Agency. You know, support the young lady. She is an amazing, amazing story. And, you know, from international model and television personality right here into the United States doing her thing as well.
Yes. And stay tuned for my new project this year. I got a lot of new stuff coming out this year that's going to set everything else on a whole other level.
Are we looking forward to it? She wouldn't tell us nothing today, but that's okay.
Legally, I cannot tell it yet, but just you listen. I would tell you if I could, trust me.
Okay. We'll take that. All right, everybody, the Hype Magazine live session. We out.
Bye.